Open Windows, July the 26th. Christ in Heavenly Fullness. In Christ all the fullness of the Deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ. Colossians 2, verses 9 and 10. We have said that Christ is a heavenly revelation, but Christ is also a heavenly fullness. If God has revealed his mind, his thought in Christ, if all that God intended has been brought to us in a personal revelation, God has followed that up by the fullest provision in Christ for its realization and its attainment, so that every need of ours is supplied according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. In Christ, there is not only a standard set, but every kind of provision for attaining to God's standard. All the secret resources of God to reach his end are there in Christ for us. If he has come out with the mind of God in fullness, he has also come out with his resources of God in fullness. All the fullness dwell in him, and we are made full in him. God could never judge us at the end by his standard of revelation, if he had not made all provision for our realizing that standard. God's thought is centered in Christ in heaven, and God's resources are centered in Christ in heaven. That means that the Lord's people in this dispensation are essentially a heavenly people, and that means that it is quite impossible to attain unto God's thought or to know God's resources in Christ until we are a heavenly people. If in any way, and we are speaking to the Lord's people now, and speaking of the life which we would call the Christian life, or in any measure we are earthbound, it will be in that measure impossible to attain unto God's thought and to know God's resources. God only takes responsibility to supply and carry on that which is essentially heavenly, and in the measure in which a thing is heavenly, and only in that measure, but surely in that measure, God takes responsibility for it. If it is in any way linked with this world, becoming a part of this world system, related to this earth, it has got to take responsibility for itself, to carry its own weight, to find its own resources, and to see its own way through.